This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature archived interviews from the collection. And Doug, it's a brand new school year. The university officials have just cut the ribbon on Central Halls 1 and 2.
I thought it would be really fun to actually reflect back on what dorm life was like in the early days of the University of Kentucky. So I brought a clip from an interview with T.R. Bryant, who was here at the university in 1902, talking about dorm life.
There were two dormitories, one which we knew as the old dormitory and the new dormitory. The old dormitory was the larger of the two, but the only toilet facility of any description whatever was located in what is called the new dormitory, which stood 100 yards away from the old dormitory, all of which meant that for any toilet purposes, the student in the old dormitory had to go to one place, poorly equipped at that, over to the new dormitory to answer the calls of nature. This naturally led to all sorts of insanitary practices on the part of students, and that in itself illustrates to some degree the Spartan life to which students were subjected.
The interview is really interesting because Mr. Bryant really goes into details about day-to-day dorm life and some of the amenities or lack of amenities that these students experienced.
The students were placed two, three, and sometimes even four in a room which was sparsely furnished. The student must prepare everything from his mattress to his counterpane to his wash pan to wash his face in. Everything except the sparsest of furniture, consisting of a naked iron bedstead, a wooden table in the middle, a cheap wooden chair for each one of the two, three, or four students in the room, and a small kerosene lamp. The natural result of all of this was that students occupying a room usually purchased or brought from home some better equipment for their room than was provided in the so-called furnished room.
Certainly a far cry from what the students are experiencing on our campus right now in today's world.
No doubt. Mr. Bryant did go on to found the Cooperative Extension Service here at the university. He retired in 1965. We do have several hundred interviews with former students, alumni, faculty, administrators at the university in the archive. And it's such a powerful, important resource for the history of the university. And we hope to get these interviews digitized and online soon.
In the meantime, you can hear more from this T.R. Bryant interview by just clicking the link on our website at wuky.org. Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest today on Saving Stories. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.